Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
So we're talking about how to change the story, change your story. I don't mean like change your life story. I mean change the stories that you have about yourself and about the world that don't serve you, or maybe they stand in the way. Maybe the story and the judgments you have about yourself and about the world are the things that stand in the way of you having what it is that you want. I'm going to talk a little bit more depth about what that means. And then I've got a tool for you, a three-step tool for you to practice. It's a practice of my personal own. It's something that I do every day. It's something that I'm going to share with you that you can practice. And you want to have a go at it, modify it, change it, have a practice, have a play. And the thing with this kind of work, it's not like a one size fits all. Well, there's two things really. It's not one size fits all. It's not a, this is how you do it and you've got exactly what you need. It's go away and play with it. Go and practice it for yourself and see how it feels, see what shifts. And the more you do that, the more you're going to modify it, the more it's going to work for you, okay? The other thing to remember is this isn't one and done. It's not one and done. If we go in with a mindset of, I'm going to go in, oh, this isn't working, then it's not going to work. You're screwed. It's not going to help them for you. It's not going to help you. So go in with a mindset of it's not one and done. It's a continual practice. It's a commitment to practice. It's a commitment to recreating yourself every day. This is something that I personally have been very practiced at. I've kind of had to be. Something I do most days, most mornings. I've done a video on morning rituals, which if you want to see, let me know and I can send it over to you. But this is part of that. There's a morning routine or a morning ritual that I have. And often so do my clients, not always, but often we create that with them to help them to break patterns. If you think about it like this, like a human being, how we see ourselves in this moment, unless we know otherwise, how we see ourselves and how we experience ourselves in this moment is a culmination. It's the result of what we've been programmed to believe about ourselves and about the world. It's thoughts, it's feelings, it's judgments, right? So it's the conditioning that we've received that has us see the world through that particular lens up until now. What we forget is that this moment is a blank slate. This moment is a blank slate, and we have complete freedom to recreate ourselves in any which way that we want. That's going to serve us to have what we want, to create what we want, to be who we are. But often we don't know how to do that. We just continue on. And if you imagine a programming for a computer, like a computer itself, so most of us have access to a computer or some kind of device, right? And at some point you realize, I mean, like my Mac that I'm talking on now, super old. It's like a 2012 and it's still great. So I haven't gone around to getting rid of it yet. But what I'm starting to see is that there are some things now that are new that my Mac can't do because it's old and its software isn't, I can't update it anymore. They're not releasing updates for it. It's not updatable, right? So if I want to be able to upgrade my Mac, I need to have the ability to do that, which either means getting a new Mac or it means upgrading the hardware. So if I want my computer to perform better, if I want it to be more aligned with what it is that I need from it, I need to upgrade it. I need to update it. I need to get it reprogrammed. And it's similar for human beings. If we want to be more aligned in our life with what it is that we want, we've got to upgrade or we've got to reprogram. I use the term upgrade loosely because I don't want anyone to think that an upgrade means that if you don't do that, it's downgrade or you're not good enough. That's totally not what I mean. but just to reprogram ourselves to more align ourselves with who we need to be in order to have what we want. And so this process is a really simple one. And just very briefly, for those of you that want to see it, let me know, or go to my Facebook profile, and it's the latest video that I've done. And if you're watching this later, then just have a little scroll down my feed. I did a video on my IVF journey, or part of it. And one of the things that I talked about in there was the conditioning that I'd received about being a man, about not being good enough, really had me stuck for such a long time. And it wasn't until I learned this stuff that I'm going to talk about right now that it started to loosen up, and I started to have some freedom within myself. Because really, these beliefs and these conditionings had me kind of like shrink and contort and contract and hold back and play small and stay stuck and feel anxious and nervous and depressed. And it wasn't until I learned that I can reprogram and recreate myself in any moment that it started to feel more free. I started to feel lighter. I started to feel more fun. I started to create more money in my life as a businessman. And I started to have a better relationship with my wife. I was so much more patient, which really helped this morning, actually, because I'll paint this picture for you. So I had very little sleep last night. My son Lenny is now just over 3 weeks old. And he's sleeping okay, but last night he was fairly unsettled. And this happens with babies, right? I'm fully aware of that. I also have my 6.5-year-old son, Albert, who, you know, he's creative and he's quite demanding at the moment of my attention. And then I obviously my wife, who had a cesarean section, I'm still trying to make sure everything's in the ducks in a row so she can rest as much as possible. So this morning, after very little sleep, I got up. I'm not well. I've got a virus. My throat's burning. Didn't sleep particularly well because I was up and down during the night getting things for Sarah because she's still not completely mobile. And so I took my son Lenny off of Sarah so that she could get ready. And I'm sitting on the sofa and I've got Lenny screaming at me because he's hungry. I've got Albert trying to show me his magic tricks because he's got these new magic tricks. I've got me not being ready yet. And I know I've got this live to do, so I'm, or this video to do, or this talk to do. So I'm planning it. And then I've got Sarah asking me to cook her breakfast because she needs breakfast to be ready so that she can take my son Albert to school. And it's the first time that she's taken Albert to school on her own, which is fine. She's perfectly capable to do it, obviously, but it's the first time. So there's lots of things to get ready. And I know I've got to get ready for my day. So this, all this stuff is happening in that moment. I felt this pull. I felt frustrated and angry. And basically, I really wanted to project all of this energy that I had outwardly to tell everyone to F off and shut up and leave me alone, give me space. But because of the work that I've done, because of what I'm about to teach you and what I'm about to show you, I could breathe through that experience and create a response that was far more in alignment with how I want to be as a husband, a father, and as a man. So I had a strong reaction, and that's what I want to make clear. Like, this isn't about not having a reaction to things. It's very human and very necessary to have a reaction to things. Like, if I walk out on the road and a car's coming, I'm not going to take my time to question how I'm going to respond. I'm going to react and I'm going to step back or step forward, get out of the way, whatever happens, right? Knowing me, I'd like to think I'd do some sort of backflip over the car or something, but probably not. But really, in that moment, there was so much tension and stress, and I just wanted everybody to fuck off. Like, that's how it felt. And I felt angry and like I could do some damage, right? So all this rage in me, and I wouldn't ever carry anything out, but I want to be clear that there's a very human experience in there. And because I was willing, and because I've done this work, I was willing to breathe through it, to see and experience the reaction and not react, be reactive, to create a response that was more rounded. And what I noticed that I did was I put Lenny down for 2 seconds. He was fine. I stood up and Albert was demanding of me. I said, "Albert, I need 1 minute to myself. Please, can you do that?" And he said, "Yes." So I took myself off. I took a breath. I did my work, I reminded myself who I am, and then I came back into the situation and everything was fine. In the past, in the distant past, what would have happened is that I would have just reacted and been really angry and frustrated and pissed off, and then I'd have felt really guilty afterwards, whereas now I don't feel any of that stuff. I just feel like I stood my ground, I took a stand, and I'm complete. So this work, let's go into it. There's 3 steps to it, and the first step is actually, if I'm honest, probably the most important. It's the one that's going to make 90% of the difference. Without doing this first piece, you're really not going to get anything out of this. But this piece here around awareness is really what's going to start all of it. And actually the most helpful, I think, it's like 90% of the result is going to come from this first piece, which is identifying the stories and the judgments and the feelings and the experience. If we don't identify it, if we don't take a step back from it and look at it from more of a objective point of view, then it's always going to feel subjective. It's always going to feel like that's me and I'm in it and this is how I've got to react, right? So what I want you to do, and you don't have to do it now, but I'm going to encourage you to do this daily or as often as you can, take a pen and a piece of paper and sit quietly for a good amount of time, you know, for whatever time you create for yourself. Start with 10, 15 minutes, and you might find sometimes it'll be more and sometimes it'll be less. And just really sit down with, in that experience that I was in, that intense experience. So for me, it might be with my family this morning, right? What were the feelings? What were the thoughts? What were the judgments? And when I slowed down that this morning, I noticed loads going on in there. So I had like, leave me alone. Everybody be quiet. I can't handle this. This is too much. I'm not well enough. And within that, I started to see other stories as well. Like, I didn't exercise yesterday. I'm starting to feel a bit overweight. I'm starting to feel a bit out of shape, which is kind of nuts really, because I am still exercising. I am fine. There's nothing changed in that respect. But underneath are all these stories, right? And unless I'd slowed down to have a look at them, they're going to continue to operate. So what I did, and what I'm going to encourage you to do, is to slow down and look at any judgments, any stories, and what feelings come with those. Judgments, stories, feelings, beliefs, whatever is there, just slow down with what was there. Create a really strong awareness of everything that was going on in that moment. Negative judgments, the feelings that come with that. And you might find, as you start to write, you might start to see, oh, I have a memory of that. Oh, I can link that, but that memory happened when I was a kid. The more you can do that, the more you can deepen and broaden your understanding of that experience, the more aware you're going to become of that being an experience that you've had and a past experience, which is only going to make the next part of this work so much more effective. So my story around this, so for example, my story was often, I'm not good enough. And it would show up everywhere, right? So whenever I go into a situation when I'm not feeling good enough, what that would create was anxiety, depression, fear. And I'd feel it in my stomach. I'd feel it in my throat. I'd feel it in my chest. It'd be like a rushing feeling, like serious amounts of adrenaline. So no wonder I was always tired. So when I became more aware of that, as I wrote all this down and I spent time going into it, that created a stronger awareness of it. And what that awareness does is just creates a little bit of distance, sometimes a lot, between where we are now in the present moment and the stories and the feelings and the judgments that we have in that moment. So that's the difference between reacting to the stories, the judgments, and the feelings, and being able to breathe through and create a more conscious response to the thoughts, the feelings, and the judgments. And that's what happened this morning. I shared it with the men's group I'm in. In that situation, I was simply just breathing through the experience I was having in the moment. And the pull to react, the pull to respond, the pull to be angry was really strong, but continuing to breathe through it. And guess what? It's gone like it never existed. Nothing. My response through choice, not reactivity, or like habitual, unconscious, subconscious reactivity, my choice was, Albert, the answer is no right now. I'm going to come back to you in 1 minute. Put Lenny down, walk away, take a moment, breathe, get myself together, acknowledge what's really going on for me. I'm tired. I'm not feeling very well. Be kind, be generous, be loving to myself, be compassionate, come back to the situation and respond to it in a way that serves the vision that I have. And that's what this is all about, right? It's like creating a way of being that serves the vision. It's in alignment with the vision I have for my life, for my goals for how I want to be as a father, as a husband, and as a man, as a coach, talking to you guys. And it's the same for you. It's like creating a way of being that is more in alignment or is in complete alignment with what it is that you want to create and see in your life. So that's the kind of part one. And to be honest, that's one of the most important parts. The next part, I've done a video on this not too long ago. I think it's on my podcast around forgiveness. If any of you want those, then email me. It's on forgiveness. And this is a really important aspect of this. It's like how to let go of the grasp that some of these stories have on us. So for example, for me, when I was sort of saying to myself, feeling I'm not good enough, that would feel really kind of, it feel like a real pull to react to it and to kind of like believe it basically. But if we can create a way of letting them go and practicing the letting go, it's almost like a boomerang, right? It's not like a frisbee where you throw it and it's gone. It's like a boomerang. You throw it and it comes back. You throw it and it comes back. And so this is like a cyclical process. And the more we throw it, the more we come back, the easier we get, the better we get at throwing, the better we get at catching. And so it's not a case of getting rid of the story. And eventually, in my experience, they do tend to go or get much quieter. It's more about creating a way of being that is at peace with the story, at peace with the judgments, at peace with the feelings you have about yourself. That's the most important thing. So the two things that I do, and one of them is way more common than the other. So once I've written down all the things that I judge about myself and so on and so forth, what I would often do is like just journal on it, write it down, is either tear it up and throw it away or burn it, right? So there's that, the ritual process to that is really helpful to just create some space between you and the reaction or you and the story. So get rid of them, basically. The other thing that I do, and this is a constant meditation and a constant practice, is I put my hand on my heart and I forgive myself for believing the judgment that I'm not good enough. And I'll say it out loud to myself. Often I forgive myself for believing the judgment I'm not good enough. I forgive myself for believing the judgment I'm not good enough. And what that does is it brings the mind into focus. I'm forgiving the judgment, which gives distance from me and what's occurring. And it allows my body to just relax. And when a body is relaxed, the mind is more able to process. So it's kind of like whatever you got to do, whatever it takes to let go of the hold that that story has on you. And again, this is what I do with my clients. Often it can be something can feel so real. This happened yesterday with a client. Something can feel so real. Until we do this work, we don't often have the clarity we need to move forwards. So do what it takes to just let the story go. Once you're aware of the story, and it is a story, it is a thought, it is just a thought, it is just a conditioning, we're more able then to do this work and to let it go. And the third thing, before my voice disappears, the third thing is creating a new story. And this is the piece I often see people miss out on, and it's a really important part. It completes the circle. Create a new story. So the question that you can ask yourself here is, okay, so I'm aware of the story and the conditioning that's going on, and I've relinquished the hold it has on me through forgiveness, burning of the story, or whatever it is that you're going to do. The third part is creating a new story. It's who do I need to be now then? So now there's like this gap. There's this space that's occurred. I'm aware I'm not that story, and that's what's operated up until now, but that's not working for me. I've let it go. And now I need to replace it with something that is more helpful to me. So the question is, who do you need to be now? So with your goal in mind, with what you want to be different in mind, with the vision you have for your life in mind, who do you need to be in order to be aligned with that goal? And an example might be, let me think. An example might be, let's just use weight loss because it's a really kind of topical and common goal. And one of the things I see most often with people trying to lose weight is that they don't continually and consistently do the activities that are required in order for them to lose weight. Right. So let's pick on exercise, for example. even though actually probably not eating as much is way more important, but let's just talk about exercise, for example. So let's say somebody knows that in order to lose their weight healthily, they've got to do exercise a good amount of times, let's say 3 or 5 times a week, decent exercise, right? 3 or 5 times a week. But what they're finding is they're not consistently doing that. And the reason they're not consistently doing that is because it comes to do the exercise and their mind creates an excuse or a reason as to why they shouldn't do it. Right? So who they're being isn't aligned with who they need to be in order to achieve their goal. Right? And that's where people, most people get stuck. There's an identity crisis going on there. It's like, oh, I want that, but I'm not being that. It's like, okay, so you're not going to have what you want then, basically. So what we need to do is ask ourselves, well, who do I need to be in order to have that? So when that situation occurs, it's like, okay, so I know I need to exercise hard, but that's such a long day and I'm tired and I don't have the energy and, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Considering who you need to be in order to have what you want and be aligned with what you want, creating a new way of being is, I am ... I am the person that exercises even when they're too tired. I am the person who exercises even when they think that they can't. I am the person who's gentle and forgiving of themselves and takes action anyway. So what you're starting to do is replace it with something that's more helpful, it's more in alignment. And you want to be doing this along with the other work. So each morning it's like, I am ... So mine was, and I've written them down here, I pulled them off my journal. I am good enough, even if I don't feel it. So I am that I'm good enough, even when I don't feel it. So that's something I say to myself when I'm not feeling good enough. It's like, oh yeah, but I am that I'm good enough, even when I don't feel it. So that has me show up good enough, even though I'm not feeling good enough. It has me show up. It has me show up. And that's the thing that's going to get me to where I want to get. It's the thing that's going to have me receive what I want to receive. Same for you. Like the exercise, like if you're not exercising because you can't be bothered or you're tired, it's like who do you need to be in order to navigate that experience? I am forgiving, loving, and compassionate to myself. I am that I take action even when I don't want to. I am that my goals are the most important thing to me, and this is the best thing for everyone. And that's a key, because often what people find is that when they're trying to achieve their goal, is that if they're not used to putting themselves first, they'll put themselves last and they won't show up. So putting that piece on the end was really important for me around, and that is the best thing for everyone. So now me having my needs met is the thing that has my family's needs met even more. Study these regularly and you'll start to create an awareness. It will start to completely transform your experience. A good time is in the morning when it's quiet. When the mind is waking up, you can interrupt the pattern, which is always a good time to do it. So you don't have a lot of time in the day to be embedded in old story. It's like you can interrupt it now. And as I said before, this isn't a one and done process. It's something to practice, to be committed to practicing, and to keep going until something shifts for you.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And I'll see you in the next one.